You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show. As you just heard, we have a new intro. We've been enjoying some of the listeners' feedback. Actually, we were going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, because we want more. We need more. We know that we've got some listeners out there.
Actually, it's been really cool to see how many people are listening and the positive feedback we've been getting from it.
I just wish that there was a way to know, like, who these people are. Like, I want to know.
I think that's part
of who I'm talking to. I think it would change kind of the way we did.
Well, I think probably a lot of people like to listen anonymously.
Right. But I still want to know.
Sure.
So if you want to email us, email us. But we want questions, too. I think that moving forward, and I know that we would be more regular with the podcast if we had
We've been talking, and based on the positive feedback we've been getting, we're going to make a commitment to do this more often, since it seems like people who have been reaching out have been saying, hey guys, we want to hear it more. When's the next one? Things of that nature.
Right.
So we're going to try to do this once a week.
All right.
And another thing that we're going to do, since there's been such a positive response to our one and only guest on this show.
Ah, the single guy.
Yeah. Since that is, I think, been our most popular episode.
Yeah.
We are going to look at having more guests and interviews and potentially couples, both newbies and experienced couples.
Yeah.
So that should be fun. So if that's something you guys listening may be interested in, shoot us an email and maybe we can have you on our show.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be here. We could
Skype. No, it'll be, yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you're at in the world.
I know, but that's what I was saying. When I hear that, people may be like, well, I'm not going to go meet them. I don't want them to see me. We don't even have to see your face.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
So one of the listener emails made the point that they want to hear A speak more, and apparently I don't let her talk enough.
Yeah, amen to that.
Well, I think part of it was you were tired in the last podcast.
I was
might have been carrying you a little bit.
I was tired, and typically you have a list of ideas and I just roll with it. Like, I don't even know what we're doing until we press go. So maybe I need to be more.
How is that true?
We
go on these trips. You're there.
No, I'm talking about like list of topics. Like, let's talk about this, 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 and this. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And you have in your mind where you want it to go. You're the planner.
Are you accusing me of being a planner?
Why are you looking at me like this is a surprise? For this, yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
That's true in general, maybe not so much.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Back to my plan.
Yes. As he holds his notebook up with a list of topics.
I'm just organized.
I know. And I appreciate that.
Okay. Somebody's got to drive this ship.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's
just sit back here and play with myself.
So another thing that we have going on, so we're going to try to podcast more often. We are going to look to have some more guests on the show. And we're also in the process of creating a website. So just another way to connect with the listeners. So that's not quite up yet. If you do a little searching, you might be able to find something up.
Maybe some picture. We can put some pictures up.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they've probably seen our Twitter account, too.
Yeah, true. Okay.
So look out for that coming up. Oh, so we're going on a vacation here in a week.
Yes, finally.
A gets to experience Hawaii for the first time.
Yeah. Which, let me interject here that I'm traveling. I don't travel. I don't get out much. I get excited to go to Dallas for the weekend, and I'm going with the biggest travel snob.
I'm not the biggest.
You're not the biggest, but you've gotten
better.
I've been
on some trips.
Yeah, he's been on some trips. He might have dated a girl that lived in Hawaii, so he's been around. Mm. And what, like you forgot that?
I didn't know where you were going with the snob.
Yeah,
part.
I was just saying you've been
I would
been
have associated
around.
That with something else.
Well, and you had a profession where you traveled.
Yeah, I've traveled a lot.
Yeah, and I haven't. So I get really excited and count down the days. Plus, I work a job that is very demanding, and a day off is something you look forward to.
So she's going to get to experience a beach like she's never experienced before,
yeah.
Which would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
So you can probably expect some pictures on Twitter
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. And we're also going to explore what the islands have to offer as far as the lifestyle.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to pick up a waitress now that we have experience in that.
And take them back to the family hotel.
Oh, sure. That's true. It's a good point. So.
Yeah, we're not doing this just the two of us. It's actually a
family
vacation, but no kids. So we got that going for us.
Yeah, that does change things. So we could go to a hotel. We yeah. could go to somebody else's hotel.
True. So yeah, we've already scoped out SDC, which not a lot of people in Hawaii on SDC.
Yeah, and that's a weird thing about those websites, and we've heard that from other people around the world, is that depending on the area,
they're regional.
Yeah I mean, even really SDC isn't huge here.
It's, right, there's a bigger one here, and it's yeah. C4P CP4
something like that. I'm yeah. not well
although
rehearsed on my
I think
well
either
versed,
there's
is that the term well versed how do you say that
you just said it
well versed
yeah
okay anyway not well versed on the lifestyle websites.
I'll try to edit this part out.
I hope so.
I was
talk
say.
More.
See what you've done, people.
I'm just gonna interrupt him every time he tries to talk.
So we so the websites tend to be regional.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say something about Florida. No, I don't know why.
Well, probably because we had in our minds that it was big in Florida. Remember? And then we went to Florida. Is that what you were thinking? Because we thought
maybe.
SDC, like there was a ton of...
I know, I was thinking because we were planning on... I was having a conversation with our friends about going to... Where are we going? Not Florida, but Key West. Is mm-hmm. that where we're going?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys know anything about Key West and the lifestyle, send us some info on that.
Or Oahu. Are you going to get this out before the weekend?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that have traveled there.
Yeah. So insight on that would be good.
Yeah.
Twitter, sure. Email, check us out. So the topic that we were going to talk about today, we've avoided for a while. Okay, so I've avoided it for a while.
T's avoided for a while.
So in this lifestyle, I had my preconceived notions of what normal was going to be, and it's not what I thought it was going to be. I imagined if you're a man in this lifestyle, you're hung like a horse, and that's just what
it's like a porn
requirement.
Set.
Yeah, it's yeah. a porn set. Everyone's swinging a horse cock around, and one, that is not what we've seen.
Right.
I mean, those are out there.
Well, the only, I mean, really, the most people, I don't. Honestly, I don't even know if you had you had a awkward real talk hashtag real talk. Had you had an orgy or a threesome before we
I've
got
had
into
a threesome
this?
Before.
I think we talked about that. Yeah. And obviously,
but not another guy involved.
Okay, yeah,
no devil's threesome for me.
Yeah, I guess I knew that. Funny, that would probably be something really important in other relationships. Like they would remember that. I don't even remember.
It's because we've had a threesome.
Well, I know. But anyway, my point was I hadn't had any experience with that. And
oh,
so my
girl.
Idea of an orgy was what you see in a porn. So you just think that that's what it's like. And why would any dude get naked in front of multiple
so you had this thought?
Women? Well, I was expecting porn scene. Not even talking about anatomy, which is where we're going, but just beautiful people, like everybody's perfect.
Oh, right,
and
right.
And the sex is amazing, and there's
right.
no
like there's makeup and
everything's pretty and perfect.
Yeah,
so anyway, go on.
So one, for those listening who haven't they haven't had any experiences. It's really, it's not that perfect image. It's not, you know, perfect boobs, huge dicks, yeah. you know, perfect looking people. It's
which I'm glad it's people. Not. Yeah, yeah, it's just normal people.
Yeah.
They're normal hot people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the times.
Yeah, there's definitely yeah. attractive people.
Yeah. But they're still dry vaginas, and they're still yeah. limp dicks, and they're still... stuff that, you know, happens when you're one-on-one.
Well, it's, and very average sized penises
right, yeah.
and women with small boobs and, yeah. you know, out of shape couples.
Bad
and,
boobs, bad yeah. boob jobs. I mean, it
yeah.
it all, runs the
all
gamut.
All kinds.
Yeah.
So ultimately what I'm getting at is I'm gonna get real, real talk.
Real talk.
I personally, you know, when I've had these thoughts going into this, I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. This is what I remember as a teenager. I'm like, the ultimate job in the world is a porn star. You could have sex and make money. Like, so I'm thinking, oh, this is the next best thing. I'm going to be in these environments, seeing these things, partaking in these things. And personally, I have never had any issues with performance. Had never really been premature. Never had any issues getting it up. Like, fortunately, that had never been an issue for me. Mm-hmm. And our first experience going to a club, it was almost like sensory overload and like mental overload. You know, I remember we were playing in a semi-private space, but there was people that could kind of watch and I could hear them. And it was like, my focus was on, okay, I hear them giggling and laughing. Are they laughing at me? Mm-hmm. Are they laughing at us?
Are they looking at us?
Yeah. And suddenly things didn't work quite so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, well, I think that night I also
drank
a lot.
Drunk.
And drunk?
Yeah. And I think that after the first time, that's what we attributed it
okay.
to. You yep. were just too drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I was too
were
drunk.
You drunk. Really?
Was that the
sweet tea?
That was the sweet tea vodka. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So...
That's right, ladies. He drinks sweet tea vodka.
Sweet tea. What's wrong with sweet tea vodka?
Come on.
They were Arnold Palmer's.
Okay.
Or I think they call them John Daly's.
Okay.
Really?
It sounds a little girly, but that's okay. I know you and I love you. I just wanted to...
We were drinking them together. We had to pick something
yeah.
we both would drink.
I'm a girl.
Okay. Yeah. And that time you bought the dragonfly vodka.
Yeah, that didn't help your image much.
I wanted nothing to do with that.
It was dragon fruit, and it was good.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
You didn't even drink it.
Anyway, so he was drunk.
We digress. So we kind of chalked it up to, oh, yeah, you know, I just drank too much. And, I don't even know how I put this. I found that when we started to play with couples and there was some interaction with other folks, I had such a distraction. And really, I think it was because I was so thinking about you while I was doing it. Like, what's she doing? What's going on over there? That I was having issues.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't working like I know it to work. And what's weird is we would have these few occasions where it just, I was what, 60%? Like
yeah.
it was not functioning like it should. And then I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? What's wrong with me? And then we'd go back to the room and things would be normal.
Fine. Yeah.
Like 100% normal.
Yeah.
Like we'd have the best sex ever when we get back to the room. You know, as a guy, one, having never really had this experience before, I was like, you know, am I a weirdo? Like, what's going on? But then I realize that is not that uncommon. We've seen it quite a bit in these environments.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you want to add with that?
Well, maybe. I mean, I think it was how many times did we have this issue? I mean, how many of our experiences would you say? I'm just thinking we were new to it, so that was part of it, but it kept me distracted. You said you were distracted with what I was doing. Well, I felt like, well, it's because he doesn't like what I'm doing, or maybe he's uncomfortable with what I'm doing, which then made me, I was so sensitive to what your thoughts and feelings were about what I was doing and how that mm-hmm. was affecting you, that it was keeping me from, I don't even know how to say that, because it's not like I wasn't experiencing, it was distracting, I guess.
It was distracting for you as well.
Yes.
Well, I think your thought was, if he can't play, he's, you know, he's not going to be comfortable watching me play.
Right. And I wasn't going to be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I'm still not comfortable with that.
You're still not comfortable with what?
Even, I mean, fast forward, we're not having that issue currently, and doing more full swapping. We've done a few times. And if you're done and I'm not, I'm a little bit distracted. Like, this isn't fair. Almost like a fair thing, you know? Like, not that it keeps me from doing it, obviously, but I'm more aware of you. And,
well, and if you're sitting on the sidelines, you know, I always check in with you.
Yeah.
Like, do you, you know, are you okay?
So that's just, I mean, that's just me. And I don't know that will ever.
Also, I think it's a testament to our
change,
you know, commitment and communication,
yeah,
too. Because, you know, we're not the type that we go, okay, we're at the party, I'll see you later.
See you later. And we've seen that, and that's fine. That's cool. If that works for you, it wouldn't work for me.
It's not our
Not right now. Maybe one day I'll be sick of you and peace out. See you too. Yep. I'm just kidding.
We've seen this as pretty common, actually. There's this, like, overstimulation. It's, you know, God, I mean, you're hearing it from somebody who's never had this issue, always worked on point, yeah. And suddenly I'm in my ultimate fantasy and it's, struggling. So, in fact, I wonder if we should even title this podcast Pills. Yeah. So I shared this with some friends or some guys, and one of them had a prescription for Viagra. He's like, oh, here, we'll try this. I don't think I ever tried it given the right scenario. Like, I think we took it, but it was just the two of us.
I don't remember when you first took it.
That was Vegas.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I mean, it was a drunken, like, just the two of us in the hotel room.
Well, not completely true. We had intentions of going to a club that ended up being lame.
Right.
So it was...
Right.
You were probably just sitting there with a boner watching.
Actually, I don't...
No, it didn't really...
The Neil Diamond impersonator kind of killed the boner.
It didn't do it for you. But it's not exactly like it's advertised either. I think probably a lot of guys could attest to that. Well, maybe...
Well, no. Let's... Okay. Because we've had experiences since then.
That's true. And people end up in the emergency room with...
This is a real public
hard-ons.
This is a real public service announcement we're doing here.
Okay,
because I've opened the minds and eyes of guys with this story. So,
okay.
So we're in a adult superstore, you know, whatever you call them. And A's looking for an outfit maybe for the evening. Mm-hmm. And I am hanging out by the counter and I notice all these tablets. Mm-hmm. Behind the counter. So I just strike up a conversation with the person working there, and I'm like, what is all that? And basically they said it's a form of Viagra or Cialis, or because, you know, it was like extends and all. So I'm thinking it's some sort of male enhancement, meaning it's going to make your penis suddenly grow 3 inches longer. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, no, this is, in fact, she said this to me. We have these swingers come in all the time and take this. And I'm like, what?
Perfect.
Why? Yeah. Wait. Where did we miss that memo? Like, what? So, and by the way, where are these swingers locally?
Because we haven't. Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Moving on.
So I ask her, you know, what's the deal? And they're like, well, this pill works for a week. You take one pill, it works for a week. This one's 72 hours. This one's, you know, this porn star came in and bought this one. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Don't need a week's worth of hard-on for a party we're going to, so I'll just try the minimum was like 72 hours or something.
Yeah.
So it was some sort of green pill kangaroo something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think where we were the first time I took it.
I think, I don't know exactly where, but I know we were in Dallas. That's where we bought it.
Oh, I think it was a Utopia party where suddenly you're like, oh, he's good to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was that, that right. time. So anyways, it was, the deal is you take it like 20 minutes beforehand. And I thought, well, what the hell? I mean, really up to this point, when we've been playing or doing whatever we've been doing, it's been half mass. And right from the jump, I took this thing about 20 or 30 minutes before, I was full go, like ready to rock. When I was going back and editing this podcast, we somehow managed to lose about 5 minutes of recording where A talked about trying the female version of the supplement that I took and it not really having any effect on her, which then led us to talking about her experience with birth control, the pill, and that's where we pick up the conversation again.
Okay. Well, I had a Mirena. It's a form of birth control that's implanted, so it's in your uterus, and was having some issues, so had it taken out and thought that was...
Well, yeah, you thought those I were thought, the causes
yeah,
of the
Yeah, I thought that was the problem, and so went back on the pill, and I'd been on the pill since I was 17. I mean, it's not like it's new to me. girls take it to their periods, okay? No. So anyway, I went back on the pill maybe June and feel like a couple of things have happened. I feel like there's a lube issue that's caused some problems. It's dry. It's a little dry down there at times.
You were like really wet with that other thing.
If we're gonna get into the specifics, I believe it's because the Mirena produces some kind of spermicide, if I'm not mistaken, that can make it more lubricated, because mm-hmm. one of the side effects is that you might have like a pretty normal like discharge, like it's pretty moist all the time, and mm-hmm. it was, and I had that for years and just thought that was my normal body, that was just my reaction, but I don't think it is, because mm-hmm. now that I'm on the pill, I don't have that.
Right. And but you've also noticed a change in your drive.
Yeah, I think I don't know for a fact, but I feel like it's decreased the sex drive a little bit, because it feels hormonal. It's not, I mean, I don't think anything else has changed. Mm-hmm. Besides that, it's painful, you know, when it's dry.
Sex is painful.
Yeah, that's not a... That's true. Not
you
an
have
ideal,
been having more issues
it,
since
then.
It
hurts.
Then.
And so I think that's the kind of shit people don't like to talk about, but it's real stuff. Mm-hmm. And
well, and we've heard other people talk about it. Yeah. There was another couple that she wasn't on anything. She's like, if I get on the pill, I'm done. I'm not interested.
Yeah. So decreases sex drive. I think it causes pain from time to time. And I mean, so do kids. So you just have to weigh. You have to weigh your options. So I don't know. That's just, where I'm at.
So are you thinking back to the IUD? IUD?
Well, how real talk do you want to get here? Because IUDs are expensive and they're long term. I mean, it's a 5-year thing. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Real talk. Hashtag real talk.
So, we wanted to. Gosh, that's a whole nother podcast. The fantasies. I mean, literally, we could talk the whole time.
Probably so. Let me go back, though, to this whole pain thing, because that's another thing. I had a full-on allergic reaction to lube. Do you remember that? That had to have been what it was. I think it was probably irritated, dry, whatever, and then maybe that got into the irritation. Anyway, just saying. Just thought I'd throw that out there amongst the topics that people don't talk about. But that stuff happens. That's my point. That's my point. It's not all butterflies and rainbows, people. There's things that happen. But what's cool, and I think that it is important to bring up, because what I have learned by being around these people is that...
These people.
These friends that we've made. The lifestyle, you know, these people. Shut up. Is that stuff happens to everybody, and you just roll with it, and everybody...
Everyone's normal.
Everyone's normal.
Yeah.
They just want to suck their dick. Because that's normal.
Oh, moving on. Your vagina hurts. That's fine.
That's fine.
Does your mouth hurt?
That's fine. I got something for you. Moving on.
Anal?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what you wanted to move on to.
No. Okay.
Anyways, do we want to do fantasy this one or next one? Because we could probably get into a lot of different scenarios and discussions. And we've already been doing this for about 30 minutes. So we're going to save that for next time.
Okay.
So guys, subscribe to us on iTunes. It has been really cool to see how many new followers we're getting and how many downloads we're getting. And the feedback's been great. We really appreciate it. It keeps us going.
Yeah, leave a review. And you can do that anonymously, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you can do it anonymously, but who's going to check that anyways?
I don't know. I was just thinking if...
You can rate it anonymously, I'm sure. But the more ratings and reviews we get, the more this will grow. And that's kind of what we're trying to do, since it seems to be helping people and entertaining people. So email thecuriouscpl@gmail.com. Twitter is the same, actually, at thecuriouscpl. So any other things you want to say before we sign off?
No, just more emails. I think that gives us ideas to talk about. And, you know, like we got an email asking to discuss our fantasies, and that's what we'll do our next podcast over. So if we get more of those,
we're asking for more, and yet we can't get to the one that
we will.
Yeah, although we did address the other one about me letting you talk more.
That's right. Hope you enjoyed that.
Actually, A is, as I mentioned before, doesn't listen to the podcast because she's self-conscious about the way she sounds. Mm-hmm. But I keep telling her how good she is at this, because I do listen to them. I edit this. And our listeners have been mentioning it too, you know, saying it too.
I'm afraid if I listened, I wouldn't do it anymore.
Yet she admitted to me this week that she would love to be a morning radio DJ.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Doesn't make any sense.
I have a job. I have a professional career. But yeah, when I grow up, I want to be a radio DJ. I've just always been obsessed with radio shows, and I don't know. I think it would be fun.
Well,
it'd be a fun way to live.
Podcast. So there you go.
And then I still have to work. See, that's the whole idea. I don't want to work. Just want to do this.
See, guys, we need your help growing this.
So that I can quit my job. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
See you later.